We begin in Kenya this morning, where preliminary results show the country's fiercely contested presidential election is still too close to call. 48 hours after Kenyans went to the polls, it's still a two-horse race between Deputy President William Ruto and veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga. And that means the bellwether East African nation could see a presidential runoff for the first time in Kenyan history. Odinga Madang is a journalist and political analyst and joins me now from Nairobi. Odinga Madang, thank you for your time. What are preliminary results showing? Does Kenya have a new president?
No, not yet. We are actually still currently counting the votes. And so far, you know, we've not yet reached, I think we're almost close to halfway of the count. So not yet. Not yet. We can't really call who's actually going to win.
And the two top candidates are opposition leader Raila Odinga and the vice president, William Ruto. Can either man win more than 50% of the vote?
Well, we still can't tell. Currently, as at now, both of them actually at 49%. So, you know, as if you look, go by what we are seeing now, it's still not yet looking likely whether either one of them is actually going to get the 50 plus one majority that is needed to guarantee a first round win. So, but I think we would have to wait until tomorrow morning just to be sure and have a very, to see who is going to emerge more clearly as the leader, or if we're still going to end up in a close tie.
Kenya's Electoral Commission estimates that voter turnout was at 60% of the country's 22 million voters. That's a huge drop from the 80% turnout of the 2017 election. Why have people stayed away from the ballot box?
Well, if you think about it, in this case, you've got a deputy president who was part of the government running in the name of being in the opposition, and an opposition leader who is now considered to be part of the government running with the support of the current president. So you can very clearly see that we've got a status quo problem here. And so I think very many people who have come from, who are within a cost of living crisis, coming off of the back of a very, you know, devastating COVID-19 pandemic in terms of just of the lives lost and the economic conditions that set about, you know, very many people just end up being disenfranchised from the whole political process. And so it's not a surprise that we end up with the kind of turnout that we're ending up with. You know, many people have actually called this, you know, the first Kenyan the first election about nothing. And, you know, that seems to actually make a lot of sense and explains a lot of the disenfranchisement that we've seen from the voting populace as at now.
An election about nothing sounds like a Seinfeld episode. Kenya is known as a bellwether nation. Why is that?
Well, because Kenya is seen as a beacon of stability, both politically and economically within the region. And so many of the countries within East Africa will always look to Kenya to try and either sort out their own internal issues or to follow the precedent that's been set within the country itself. And so whatever happens here often tends to have very various ripple effects across at least the Horn of Africa and Central African region.
Both candidates have made big promises to help Kenya's young people. What are they offering?
Nothing. If you were to ask me as a voter, many of them might not, because first of all, you have to consider something about the young population here. Many of them actually absconded to register to vote. And chances are, when you look at the low voter turnout, there's been a running meme here about how Gen Z has actually completely absconded from the voting process. And I think that speaks to the fact that many of the people who, especially young people that would have considered to line up to vote, you know, essentially did not see the promise that they had been offered. Now, on one hand, you've got Deputy President Ruto offering people, you know, a chance at a complete economic overhaul of how government works in Kenya through something they're calling the bottom-up economic model. And then on the other hand, you've got Raila Odinga leading with his idea of providing about $60 per month to impoverished families within the country. So those are, seem to be the main flagship ideas that they're trying to push, and especially, on, of course, on the side of Raila, pushing for constitutional reforms, or rather further constitutional reform over and above the economic incentives that he's looking to provide to people.
Like many countries in East Africa, Kenya is suffering from severe drought, rising debt and inflation. Food prices have been soaring by 15% in the last year, and you mentioned cost of living being really at the key concern of people. What have the candidates offered to rein in those problems? Is there any kind of substantial discussion about that?
Yes, there is. I mean, they have largely been throwing blame games at each other. You know, on one end, the deputy president blames his opponent for scuttling the efforts that the government had during the second term in office that he was there. And on the other end, Raila Odinga blames Ruto for the skyrocketing debt and the cost of living crisis that we're in, because essentially Ruto is in the government. There has been a bit of mudslinging that has gone on back and forth. But either way, both of them have not really offered very clear solutions as to how exactly we're going to get out of this. But there is a very clear recognition by the both of them that, look, whoever gets into power, the first task is going to be about recovery. It's not necessarily going to be about, you know, getting up on the high horse and just going ahead and sailing forward. A large part of it is going to actually be about hitting the reset button and trying to see how best we can fix things. So that's largely a big part of the narrative that is being pushed right now.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Odanga Madang is a journalist and political analyst in Kenya, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.